All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, Sully. So explain what you did behind our backs. This is very exciting. You went rogue and decided to do something.
Well, no. So obviously, we've been talking about John Engler's letter today when he called out ESPN.
Would you like me to read that to set you up?
Sure.
I want to set you up with a room service fastball that you can knock at least to the gap, if not out of the park. Young Sullivan. Here is the part of John Engler's statement that was directly to ESPN. I want to read this to you. John Engler, former governor, now the interim president at Michigan State. Finally, I viewed with great concern a recent ESPN report that gathered considerable national attention in no small part because it showed a promotional graphic of our head football and men's basketball coaches with Larry Nassar. This was a sensationalized package of reporting that contained allegations and insinuations that we are now reviewing. The coaches were asked to refrain from comment while the reports were examined. That has been a burden that must be lifted. I hope that MSU can soon respond in full and affirm the integrity and probity that has been the hallmark of these two respected coaches. Now, what did you do, Michael?
I feel like you're scolding me here.
I'm worried. I don't know the outcome of what you've
done. No, so it was simple. I mean, we were talking about this, obviously, and he called out ESPN. So I just simply reached out to them and said, hey,
we're out. Who did you reach out to?
I reached out to, I sent her a message because I'd talked to her previously, and I got an email from ESPN about it.
So So you reached out to Paula Levine?
Yes. Okay. I said, we're talking about this. You know, obviously, you're aware of John Engler's comments. Do you have any response to it? And I got an email from ESPN, one of their PR people, said, hey, Mike, Paula Levine asked that we get the statement to you regarding the Engler comments from today's letter.
I got to hear this.
Quote, we stand by our reporting, end quote. So that is their, that's ESPN's statement.
Wow. You know what? I halfway understand it.
Right.
What are they going to say? Hey, here's our official response. Quote, we effed up. No, can't go there. Yeah, sorry. We didn't do a great job here. We'll do better next time. Close quote. No, they can't do that. We stand by our reporting is the ultimate answer, non-answer. Look.
No, I just figured, hey, maybe they give us something.
That's fair. Look, here is ultimately what is happening. ESPN is kind of moving the goalposts a little bit because now they're saying, we didn't impugn the character of D'Antonio and Izzo. We were just asking questions. We're happy that they didn't do anything wrong. See, that's where it's moved to. Oh, no, we thought it was the right time to, you know, Larry Nassar was a huge story. And, you know, we just had these old reports about D'Antonio and Izzo. We thought, you know, we would present it all at once. John Engler took aim at them. And again, Engler's either going to launch himself out of a cannon if he is even 1% wrong, or John Engler, with assurances from his legal team and MSU's legal representation, is very confident in what they're finding, or maybe more accurately, not finding. If you're the interim president, you have absolutely no reason to go directly at ESPN. And make no mistake, a publicist or PR or lawyer would never suggest you use the term sensationalized package of reporting unless you had something that you had confidence. Right now, all ESPN can do is, quote, stand by their reporting. Because what else can they do? You think they're going to admit they were wrong? No, that doesn't happen in 2018. You think they're going to admit that maybe they got duped? that maybe, you know, once Lauren Allsweet came out and said that, well, no, I didn't mean to make it about D'Antonio Nizzo. I just had feelings and opinions. And, well, ESPN's about sports. They made it about it. She said that. I'm paraphrasing. Ashley Thompson went on the radio and said, I assumed it was Tom Izzo. That was my assumption. Those are the two people that Paula Levine used as the backbone of her story. Then Paula Levine and her team selectively parsed comments, gave information void of context, only used the things that would help further the narrative. As ESPN put together one of the most disgusting pieces I've ever seen, trying to put Izzo and D'Antonio with Nassar. And to date, there is no connection to that. There is absolutely no evidence. I mean, again, if I had to place a bet, athletic director, former athletic director Mark Hollis, higher ups in the athletic department, they never met Larry Nassar. They never communicated with the guy. You think Tom Izzo and D'Antonio did? You think Tom Izzo and D'Antonio deserved to be thrown in with that scumbag, that monster? Okay, sure. Good luck with that. And you know what? No, Michigan State can't sue ESPN. The damage is already done, though. I mean, Paula Levine, 16 sexual assaults under D'Antonio. She doesn't mention four of them they didn't find out about until 7 years later. One of them, the guy wasn't even a player anymore. He wasn't even a student at Michigan State. Four of the alleged ones, the kids were immediately dismissed. Lansing State Journal did a report that D'Antonio had called Title IX within 10 minutes of finding out. None of that was reported. Then Paula Levine goes out and says, well, a city official told us that it's not common for the Travis Walton, for an assault case to be pled down. Oops, today's Free Press. Myers and Yeadon both go out and went, yeah, sorry, we're going to have to go ahead and help you with that. It actually is common. And here's how things are handled. I mean, what else can ESPN do right now but then give you the canned we stand by our reporting? So, look, the burden of proof is on them. They need to come forth with these revelations about Izzo and D'Antonio and what villainous scumbags they are and how they empower sexual predators and don't report things and alter investigations and, you know, do all the things you insinuated when you ran the report, spliced in with Tom Izzo cutting down the nets, Larry Nassar staring at the floor, Javon Ringer scoring a touchdown, Larry Nassar wiping his eyes, Sparty statue, Larry Nassar, Sparty statue, you know, again, enough. You guys did that. So if I were in ESPN's position, I probably would release the same statement. We stand by our report. Because I don't think she can say anything else right now in the absence of new reports.
Right.
I understand it, but I kind of want to make fun of it.
Yeah, I know. It's just interesting in the past, though, because like when the Travis Walton statement came out, she came out with new details, and they kind of doubled down, as we've talked about, and said, you know, it kind of gave examples to almost prove their side of the story. So I was interested to see if you have the president of the university coming out and taking a shot at ESPN or however you want to phrase it. So to have, I was curious if they would even say anything, but they really didn't.
I would throw it to the people, but I feel like our audience is a bit passive today. That's okay. We're going to get you to 6 o'clock, 248-539-9797. I'll get to some of the phone calls. I'll get to some of the ticket texts. Again, Pistons embarrassed themselves on the floor by getting drilled, but off the floor, the seat covers in the lower bowl. You've got to be kidding me. And again, John Engler, with what we thought here was a powerful statement. I don't think you do that if you're the interim president. Unless you are pretty, as Larry David would say, pretty, pretty confident. You disagree? We can talk about it. 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.